Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M, it's Potsy and Leighton this morning, and Triple M is proud to present James Rain, A Crawl to Now Tour. It's coming up at the Wagga Wagga Civic Theatre on the 11th of May. Tickets are on sale now at the Civic Theatre box office, and joining us this morning, the man himself, James Rain.
Hey, how
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for joining us. And, mate, sensational that you're getting out to the regional areas once again, and great that you're coming back to Wagga Wagga again. It's great to have you come back to Wagga. Tell us about the show this time that you're bringing to town, A Crawl to Now Tour. What can we expect?
Okay, it's an acoustic duo, so it's me and guitar singing, and a guy called Josh Owen, who plays with me, is playing guitar and singing, and it's all a... crawl stuff, solo stuff, all sorts of other things I've done, you know, way out west, things like, you know, just a lot of the projects I've done. And we've been doing it now for a few weeks, and it goes over really well. It's great. It's been fantastic so far.
What's a song that gets the audience off?
Well, I can go through the set list if you want. And where do you want to start? Way Out West, Slave, Any Day Above Ground, Hammerhead, Beautiful People, Downhearted, Reckless, Too Fast, One More River, Fall of Rome, I Know Not You Again.
It just keeps going.
I mean, all of those for starters seem to get some sort of reaction.
Yeah. Mate, just on that, just taking that one step further, how difficult was it for you to come up with the set list? Is it a same set list, or do you chop and change it around different nights?
I didn't want to sound like I was being pretentious. I have been silly, but I mean, fortunately, the catalogue I've got, there's enough stuff that people know that we play. That's a good backbone of it, and we throw a few more other ones in, and the people will know. But there are enough songs. Sometimes we'll go off a little tangent, or sometimes someone will yell out for something. We can do that. You know, the other night we played in in Tamworth the other night, and then in Ballina, and people were yelling out for songs, and we know so many of the songs, we just can go off on tangent. So it can change from night to night. Yeah.
What songs do you prefer to perform? Have you got a favourite?
Usually the song I like the best is the one I'm working on. You know, the latest one, but yep. No one's ever heard it. You know, so. a few of them I've been playing some of these songs for a long time, so I find different things in them.
Some of
the older ones, you know, you just go, oh, yeah, there's another extra bit that I haven't sort of thought of before.
Well, when you're writing songs, music, do you find yourself repeating certain riffs and you go, hang on, I've already used that, I've got to come up with something else?
I think the more you do it, and I've been doing this as a craft, you know, I've been doing it for quite a long time. You're hopefully like a builder, you know, the more you do it, you're hopefully the better you become at it, the more you learn about it. So you sort of, you know what to sort of avoid. You know the road you've gone down before, so you sort of don't go down them, you know, you try and steer away from that.
And when you bring out new music, do you try to make the album sound different to previous albums?
Well, I'm never conscious of that. I just, whatever the song is, you play this, you record the song for the song, I think.
Yeah.
You know? And because if I'm singing it, there's going to be a similarity because I've written it and I'm singing it. So there's going to be some sort of continuity, I guess. I've gone off on weird tangents, but no, there's usually some sort of continuity. People can usually tell it's me, you know.
And, mate, this songbook style that you're taking on this tour, obviously, just looking at where you're going, you're playing in all the theatre-style complexes,
yeah.
And I guess it's more conducive to that sort of environment.
Absolutely, and I think the interesting thing is it's been working really, really well because people come along and they really enjoy themselves, but they listen. People are sitting there and actually, I mean, people yell stuff out, they're always going to do that, and that's quite fun. But it's good because you're hearing the song in this sort of, in its most essential sort of state, in essence. So people have been great. They've been sitting and listening and as I say, seem to enjoy it. And they're going to have a drink and, you know, it's a nice night.
At Triple M, we're catching up with James Rain, who's coming to town in May.
Now, you are actually responsible for a change of the laws here or rules within the theatre. I think last time you were here, heard a little story that people couldn't have a drink in the theatre, and you actually, I think you might have got some frothies from behind the stage and handed it round to some people. The rules have now been relaxed and people can actually have a drink in the theatre. So,
oh, that's brilliant. I may have said that. I do remember that as well, because I figure if you're coming along to see so, like people like us or people, you know, anyone else does the sort of thing I do, you want to be able to have a drink. And I mean, I think possibly did the theatre not even have it. There was, I don't know if it was at Mildura, but certainly there was a theatre somewhere, but didn't even have a bar. So people sort of sitting there, they're a bit stiff. Yeah. You want people to be relaxed. Now, I mean, some theatres have rules. You can't bring glasses into the thing. Okay, fine, bring a plastic cup. But, oh, that's good to hear, because I like, if people want to have a drink, they should be able to have a drink.
No, so hallelujah to you. We owe you a lot because the rules have relaxed a little bit. And also, you'll be one of the first people to play in the newly refurbished theatre. They've spent a stack they've spent a stack of cash, so hopefully it'll sound okay when you're there.
No, that's great. Well, it's all good. That sounds fantastic. I'm glad.
Yeah, just to tell people not to pour their beers on the floor.
On the new seats.
Yeah, just be careful. Don't make the new carpet too sticky yet.
I guess nostalgia is a great thing. How do you feel now, after all these years, that particularly your early stuff, the Aussie Crawl stuff, just brings back so many great memories for people and just takes them back into a time that was a great period of their life where things were a little less complicated? Music's great for that, for taking people back to those, for want of a better term, the good old days.
Yeah. Well, I think as I get older, I probably appreciate it more. You know, when I was in my 20s, I go, just move on. But I move on in my own world, but I do appreciate it and I understand it. And I've also noticed too that, interestingly, certainly people of, you know, my generation come, but I've noticed there's a whole new generation of people starting to come, and they've obviously learned it from their parents. You know, their parents are probably playing the stuff. And I know that other people who do what I do, of my, you know, my sort of peers, are finding the same thing. You know, there's a new generation sort of discovered it and they're coming along as well.
So what you're saying is that the new music coming out today sucks.
No, not at all. There's some great stuff. I mean, because I have an 18-year-old daughter, so I hear a lot of it. And I've been hearing it for, you know, since she was probably 11 or 12. So for the last 6, 7, 8 years, I've been hearing a lot of the stuff that she listens to. And there's, you know, like, look, hey, like every period, era, genre of music, my theory is there's the top 10% is always going to be really good, and then there's about 90% of the followers and the pretenders, whatever genre of music you want to think of. You go from, you know, bebop, jazz, to modern, contemporary, pop, urban pop music. On every single genre in between, there's going to be, you know, some really great, genuinely talented people, and they're going to be 80 to 90% of the rest of them are just following along.
And what Potsy said just a moment ago, it's a lot of the younger generation are picking up on the music styles and influences that their parents had, and they're loving the 70s and 80s and the 90s.
Absolutely. And I think I've noticed a lot, when we do band gigs, I've noticed a lot of young guys come to our band gigs because I think, you know, we've been doing it a while now, so we know what we're doing. And we've got a really good rock and roll band, you know, and I think they come along and they quite like watching the guitar players and the drummer and you know, they like, because we, you know, cause, just purely because we've been doing it for quite a long time.
Yeah.
We're sort of okay at it now, you know.
No, look, we're looking forward to it. And I know when word first got out that you were coming back, people are just so excited. So, mate, you'll be playing to a full house. There's no doubt about that. And we'll be able to have a drink thanks to James, which is sensational. So, James Rain, it's the A Crawl to Now tour. It's at the Wagga Wagga Civic Theatre, everybody, on the 11th of May. Tickets are on sale now through the Civic Theatre box office, either across the counter, in person or online. Mate, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll see you on the 11th of May. Looking forward to it.
Thank you both very much. Really appreciate it.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.